This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. There is a new leader of the Lee County Board, but not everyone is pleased with the selection. The board's first official action of the new year was to select a chair. That process started with Matt Flug nominating Gary Folio for the job. Folio seconded his own nomination. Prior to voting, Vice Chairman Rick Larkin said for obvious reasons, which he did not disclose, he would not support Folio as chair. Ron Fedler also voted against Folio without offering details. That led the fifth member of the board, Rich Harlow, to cast the deciding vote just a few minutes after taking the oath of office to represent District 3. Harlow backed Folio.
I think it's his turn. I think it's Gary Folio's turn to take on the position of chairman. He's experienced. He's been a supervisor. So I think it's his turn.
Harlow's vote put the tally at 3-2. Folio says he did not expect to be named chair when he arrived for the meeting.
Surprised, actually, and by the vote, I think you know why. But very pleased, and it's been 10 years.
The 10 years refers to 2009, Folio's first year on the board and the last time he served as chair. During a break in the meeting, Folio stopped Harlow in the hallway outside the boardroom, extended his hand, and thanked Harlow for his vote. It was during that same break that Larkin told Tri-State's Public Radio about his vote. Larkin and Folio have served together for the last decade, and Larkin says he voted against the nomination because he does not trust Folio.
You know, someone works against you most of the time, and then you're supposed to come in and vote for him to be chair. That's kind of hard for me.
Larkin says he believes Folio was involved in a lawsuit in 2014 that claimed Larkin and other board members violated Iowa's open meetings law. Folio was not listed as a party in the lawsuit, which was ultimately dismissed. Larkin says despite his distrust, he can work with Folio, and he will have to as Larkin was elected vice chair for 2019. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.